please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Trump's new vision. Let's go. Yes, if you see how these globalists are doing over there in the EU, yeah, they're trying to do some crazy stuff. It's funny now that Trump is in, everybody's trying to do some stuff. Huh, I guess people are scared? Don't get me wrong, Trump has his issues, but he's better than the last people that were in there. Am I right? Eh? Yeah? Yes, let's see what the European peoples are doing over there. According to this, it's saying the EU Commission is bringing changes to the food market. The use of powder from mealworm larvae as an ingredient in food has been approved. Yum yum, included in baked goods. This step is controversial among consumers. Yes, you're eating bugs. Are you a bird or something? I'm a bird, but I don't eat bugs. So, why you, as a human, eating bugs? Don't do it, friend. Yes, according to this little dealy, is saying that they're putting mealworm powder in products. Cheese, jams, pasta, and bread. Stuff that I like enjoying to eat. But not with bugs in it. That's nasty. Yeah. And then they hit it with UV radiation, making it supposedly clean. Yeah, but yet it gives people allergies, you know, shellfish allergies and some other stuff. And supposedly the chitin, whatever, the skin, the shells from the worms and the bugs and all that, causes cancer. So people are eating this. Enjoy this, my European friends. Yum, yum. Hey, European Union, maybe you should break up and stop having people like this tell you what to do. You should do things for your own country, not with other people. Just saying. Yes, then back here in America, we have shenanigans. Apparently, we have people protesting all the tranny stuff. Yeah, because, you know, they're trying to transition your children to another gender. Yeah, well, Trump's stopping that, and these people are protesting. Gee, I wonder why. Let's watch.
Climate, despite political money and power being turned against them, we have their back. One more chant I'd like you to do with me. When children's lives are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When trans lives are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Yeah, it's funny, the powers that be, they put people against each other. Just like little puppets, like dance, dance, do it, do it. People so crazy. Yeah, just like this little thing. Look, check this out. Yeah, apparently Burger King and Popeyes is owned by the same company, and now they're gonna have a sandwich war. Just like us, just like the American people. Oh yeah, fun stuff. Yep, and that's what these people are, useful idiots. Ain't that fun? People, have some brains please. But let's play the clip again. But don't worry, there's still work to be done. Look at this. USAID promotes gender equality and improved health through Half the Sky Movement mobile games. So they're using games to pervert you. Fun times. Now you're trying to see why Trump suspended all these stupid ass programs? Because they're wasting money on bullshit. Instead of using their money on corruption and money laundering, why don't you use it to take care of the people that we have here in America? But no, you rather go around perverting people, because you like playing with people's minds. Yeah. I don't know if Trump is the panacea that we need, but at least he throws a monkey wrench in these guys' plans. So that's a good thing, right? Gender equality is a load of crap. If women could do the work, let them do it. If they can't, step aside, sweetheart. Eat my penis, bear my children, and I'll take care of you. If you could do a better job, go ahead, but I doubt it. Oh yeah, and FYI, if you notice why you don't see that many people out and about, is because a lot of them getting deported or they're hiding. Look at this little video. You see these people playing mice thing, you know, what's it called? The cat and mouse game? Yeah, check it out.
No los queremos bajar porque allá está la troca de migración abajo. Aquí vamos a estar hasta que se vaya, va, yo sé. Ahí está la troca. Está toda la pipa aquí arriba porque está migración abajo.
Oh yeah, here's a little thing. These people speaking Spanish, they're not Mexican. I could tell by their accent. They're more from Central America. You could tell by the accent. And no, I'm not being racist. Which, it could be construed that way, but... Take my word for it or don't. Don't really give a fuck.
Mientras no se vaya a troca, no nos bajamos de este techo. Tienen que tirarlos el helicóptero que aterrice aquí encima, en este techo, pero no los bajamos. Ahí está todavía, Joseta. Shit. No. La única que los echen al helicóptero.
Hell, those guys are lucky that I'm not in charge, because what I would do if I was in those helicopters, I'd be dropping napalm. Dun, 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 dun. Oh man, I'm such a fucking asshole. But don't worry, here's another one. This is a supermarket. It's a Mexican supermarket and everyone's hiding, or they got deported. And there's only one guy that's actually an American citizen that's taking the video. So, yeah. Yep, little by little, Donald Trump is making America great again. And you know what? If you don't want to make America great again, maybe you should start deporting people like P. Diddy out of the country. Just saying. Look at this guy being a degenerate. He's one of his old videos. Enjoy.
As you watch the clip that I'm about to show you, remember the charges that Diddy has been pressed with and keep an open mind. It is disturbing.
So, on the streets, and then Papa Combs decided that...
Yes, Papa Combs, just like Papa Smurf. Hey, at least the guy has good taste in women. Did I just say that? No! Please, it's just the joke, it's a joke. Don't cancel me. And FYI, this guy has been hanging around with the Democrats. I've seen pictures with Hillary Clinton and all these other people. Ooh, I wonder what they have hiding.
He would like to be a caring man, so then he saw me and decided to pick me up and said to come inside and play with his kid.
Yes, come inside. I wonder what other places he comed.
That was on a live stream, by the way, and afterwards Diddy tried to cover it up, but you can clearly hear her words there. He picked her up off of the street and said to come in and play with his kids. Pretty crazy, right? Especially when you consider the charges currently against Diddy, including allegations involving a 9-year-old. Would you want your daughter to be going over to Diddy's house? I imagine.
Hey, you know what? If your 9-year-old daughter is going to this degenerate's house, guess what? She's been bought and paid for. So hopefully enjoy all your shekels.
Not. Well, in this case, it was live streamed exactly what happened, and it gets so creepy when you realize that she wasn't even there with anyone in her family, or even there necessarily to be with other children of Diddy's. She was there because he saw her and wanted her to be.
And 6 months is crazy.
I always come over?
Yes. And it's Ava Brioni Combs.
That's the most creepy part right there. He kisses her on camera, it's on the cheek, but that right there alludes.
See this disease, this degeneracy? Hopefully with Trump in here, things get cleaned up. But I don't know. People do this crap too, look. People are protesting because some guys were protesting against all this other bullshit of deporting. Look at these women. It's so insane. The things that people go through their skulls. It's a virus, it's a mind virus. We're all gonna be suffering from this thing. Well, we already are suffering, so what's up? And look what they keep on pushing. This chick named Dory Hartley, whatever. She's saying that men are evil. That we're doing all this evil stuff, so that's why she has to do her misandry bullshit. That's crap. Yeah, look. It says, misandry and the modern woman. How hatred can heal a lifetime of misogyny. Really? Really? You think that's what happens? It says, misandry is what happens when a woman decides that she wants to heal from a lifetime of male abuse. So this chick has been abused. She looks healthy. Insane. Yeah. But physically healthy. Yes, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, apparently. Yes, this is the reason why men are leaving women. That's why the birth rate is shit and everything's going down the toilet. Donald Trump is not going to fix everything. It's a start, but this is so much bullshit. It's 100 years of this crap. It's been bit into your brain since birth. So, what's going to happen, right? What's going to happen? Yes, they're starting to find out that gender equality and all this stupid DEI shit is crap. But what do I know? I'm just a stupid bird. We have a lot of problems. We have a lot of diseases in our mind. Look what Muammar Gaddafi said. It says, Americans are good people. They have no aggression against us and they like us and we like them. They must know I don't hate them. I love them. I hear it's complex society inside. Many Americans don't know about the outside world. The majority have no concern and no information about other people. They could not even find Africa on a map. I think Americans are good, but America will be taken over and destroyed from the inside by the Zionist lobby. Americans do not see this. They are getting decadent. Zionists will use this to destroy them. And this is according to Gaddafi. Huh, he was saying a lot of things, wasn't he? Yes, and we all know what happened to that guy. Oh yeah, God bless America, right? Well, hopefully men start making personal decisions in their life, right? Because if not, you get things like this. I've been without sex for too long and thinking infidelity. Since I don't have sex with my wife, female, 33, I, 30, male, am having many fantasies about being unfaithful to her. Go for it, bro. Sleeping with another woman who is the same situation as me. Well, people don't want you. Some other people will. I resort to porn and masturbation almost daily. Yep, you have a Kumar mind, my friend, because you need to get laid. I am very horny and I feel bad for these thoughts. After all, it's been 6 years of marriage. I feel like this is getting out of control because it is out of control. Your wife does not respect you. She thinks you're a bitch. That's why she's probably fucking someone else. Or maybe the family dog. Just saying. Look, people, you need to stop having people like this tell you how to run your lives. These people don't know nothing. These people are just, they're not right in the head. So stop listening to them. You already have your gut feeling and you have your own moral compass. Do what you need to do that is right. Stop following what everyone else is telling you. Or at least listen to me. Don't fucking do what these retards are telling you. Common sense, friend. Common sense. Well, hopefully I proved some points here. I don't know if I did or not. Well, you guys take care, be the best people that you can be, and just use your mind, man. Goodbye.